Hare Krishna. Don't run from pain, learn from it. When we face a situation that causes us great trouble, great pain, then often we feel like fleeing from that situation. And this is at one level a natural response if the pain is avoidable. If we are putting our hand unnecessarily in fire, then we naturally withdraw our hand. And that is not running away from pain, that is simply avoiding pain. But in some situations, pain comes in a way that is not avoidable at all. And at that time, intelligence comes not in avoiding pain, but in learning from the pain. So if at that time we try to run away from the pain, often we simply make the problem bigger and the pain comes, pain multiplies rather than pain getting eradicated. So this was a situation that Arjuna faced at the start of the Bhagavad Gita when he was overwhelmed by such pain. Tam tatha kripaya avishtam ashrupurna kulekshanam vishidantamidam vakyam uvacha madhusudana. So tam tatha kripaya avishtam. Tam tatha kripaya avishtam. So when he was overwhelmed by misery, tam kripaya, with great sorrow, ashru purna kulekshanam, his eyes were brimming with tears. Now kshatriyas, it's generally said men don't cry, and what to speak of men who are the models of virility, such as kshatriyas, you know, that they don't cry. But he was, his eyes were brimming with tears. Ashru purna kulekshanam vishidantamidam vakyam. And when Arjuna was lamenting like this, he was in pain because he faced an unsolvable ethical dilemma. Should he fight against his relatives or not? What should he do in such a situation? And at that time, what did Krishna tell Arjuna? Krishna enlightened him. Uvacha Madhusudana. Actually, Arjuna had just put aside his bow at the end of the last chapter, 1.46. He says, Visrujya sasharam chapam shokasam vignamanasaha. He put aside his bow saying, I will not fight. But Krishna spoke to him. And uvacha Madhusudana. So Krishna doesn't want us to live in pain. And Krishna doesn't want us to run away from pain. Krishna wants us to learn from pain and thereby grow and eventually transcend pain. And eventually come out of the world of pain itself. So when we face pain in our life, now we can turn towards Krishna. Now Arjuna turned towards Krishna. When he was in pain, he turned towards Krishna and Krishna spoke to him. And that same Krishna is ready to speak to us through the words of scripture, through the words of the saints, through the words of our spiritual masters, Guru, Sadhu, Shastra. And when we face pain in our life, rather than resenting the pain or running away from it, we turn towards Krishna and we seek his guidance, we seek his wisdom. And when we do so, even through the pain, we will see a purpose. We may not be able to immediately understand what the specific purpose is, but we will understand at the very least that this pain is an opportunity for us to raise our consciousness, to rise from the bodily level of material or bodily level of consciousness to the spiritual level of consciousness. The pains that we suffer in this world are because of our misidentification with our body and because of our material consciousness. When we raise our consciousness to the spiritual level, we get the real, when we absorb ourselves in Krishna, whatever be the source of the pain, we can transcend that pain by absorbing ourselves in Krishna. And that is a lesson that we can learn from any pain. What is that lesson? That forgetfulness of Krishna causes pain and remembrance of Krishna frees us from pain, raises us above pain. The more we become absorbed in Krishna, the less we experience the tribulations that this world offers us. And once we get this lesson, once we learn this lesson, we become imbued with a great confidence that no matter what pain comes upon me, I as a soul am indestructible. And Krishna's love for me is inexhaustible. He's always going to be there with me. And with this, with the confidence that comes from these dual insights, we can turn and look at the painful situation with calmness and clarity. And then we can learn what is to be learned even at the material level from it. And we can find the best way to move forward. Krishna says that when we are when we remember Him, then He gives us the intelligence to grow in our life and to come towards Him. Tadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayantite. I'll give the intelligence by which you can come to me. So when we face problems, when we face pain, rather than running away from it or resenting it or reacting in any other knee-jerk way to it, we can turn to Krishna, seek refuge in His remembrance, and then face the problem with confidence. We will learn the spiritual lessons and we will learn also materially how to best deal with the problem. Thank you. Hare Krishna.